Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. We are looking at the parents and what we should and should not do with them. So we spoke about their rights. We spoke about how important it is to be nice to them, the effects of being nice to them. Today, let's look at the bad side effects that we will get when we are bad to our parents. What are the effects that will fall upon us if we are bad to our parents? So the more we are bad to our parents, the worse and more severe the punishment will become. We have a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He says, "Inna fawqa kulli 'uquqin 'uquq." There, every time a person thinks he can be bad to his parents, there is something even worse. So, like, becoming bad to parents is in levels. Until, he says, "Hatta yaqtul ar-rajul ahada walidayh." Until the person manages to kill one of them. So, basically, there is no limit to how you can do uquq to your parents until you kill them. Okay, and he says, فَإِذَا فَعَلَ ذَلِكَ فَلَيْسَ فَوْقَ عُقُوقِهِ عُقُوقٍ. Once a person manages to kill his parents or one of them, then obviously he done everything that needs to be done in terms of disobedience to them. So we have to be very careful that, because uquq here means being bad to them, oppressive to them, annoying them, harming them, making them sad. All these things are in different levels. So we have to be very careful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a hadith Qudsi, which is not from the Quran, but Allah is talking rather than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam talking. So he's conveying to us, the Prophet, the sayings of Allah. He says, بِعَزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي, by my honor and my might, وَارْتِفَاءَ مَكَانِي, and my elevated status, لَوْ أَنَّ الْعَاقَ لِوَالْدَيْهِ يَعْمَلْ بِعَمَلِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ جَمِيعًا لَمْ أَقْبَلْهُ مِنْ. If a person who is bad to his parents, who is aq to his parents, if he does the actions of all the prophets put together, all their deeds, all their a'mal, you bring it to Allah compared to being bad or rude to your father, Allah said, I will not accept. I mean, I honestly, sometimes when I think about this, like, what more can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to emphasize on the importance of parents? How much do you want Allah to tell you? He says, if you put all the prophets together, from the first, from Adam alayhi salam, all the way to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, all their actions, put them together, compared to one bad action you do towards your mom and your dad, and Allah says all these actions will not be accepted. They will mean nothing, because parents always come first. So we have to understand that when it comes to uquq al-walidain, when it comes to being bad to our parents, it's a very, very thick, big red line we should not even approach or come close to. Keep that in mind. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فرون دماغ و ثواب داره فرون روزون
است. One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرونت رخکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره، دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatihul Hayat. So we were talking about being bad to our parents and the effects of. So Allah will not accept our prayer, Allah will not accept our deeds, Allah will not even accept us, even if we bribe him with all the actions and the a'mal of the prophets. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he says in a hadith, two things will happen to you if you are bad to your parents. One, it cuts your life span short. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, okay, this person will live for, let's say, 85 years. A person becomes bad to his parents and whoosh, that drops to 45. It could even drop to 30. It could even drop to less. وَيُؤَدِّ إِلَى الذِّلَّةِ You have the humility. No one would respect you. No one would love you. No one would care about you. A good friend of mine, once he said that there was a business person in their neighborhood. A man that he has a shop. He was very successful in his business and he's making good money out of it. But that person, no one loves him. Everyone hates him. And he's like so humiliated in his neighborhood. And he's like, I was wondering why. For a while, I was wondering why. And then I was told from one of his close friends or the people close to him, they said, this person is really bad to his parents. And for that, him being bad to his parents, he was such a humiliated person in his vicinity or in his neighborhood. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, the act or the sins that prevents your dua from being answered and makes the air dark. Air is not even seen. You can't even see air. But the Imam says, you can actually darken air. By what? By being bad to your parents. So sometimes if we say, why isn't our du'as accepted? One of the things that we need to reconsider and look at that could be a mana, that could be a preventer for our du'a being accepted is in fact, are we nice to our parents or not? That is extremely important. So we have to keep that in mind. Now, in this regard, when it comes to treating your parents badly, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, they have so much ahadith, there are so much narrations, there are so many stories about people who are bad to their parents. The person, the youth person who was trying to, in ihtidar, he was dying, and the Prophet sat next to his head and he was trying to do him talqeen, trying to have him say the shahada, and he refuses. The Prophet himself, sitting on his head, trying to get him to say the shahada and he refuses. I mean, if the Prophet is there and he can't, I mean, what are the chances that me, without the Prophet, will be able to manage? And then the Prophet says, does this kid has a mother? They said, yeah, yeah, Rasulullah. They said, please bring his mother here. So his mother came and he said to her, are you upset with your son? She said, ya Rasulullah, yes. He done something that upsets me and I'm upset with him. He said, for the love of God, forgive him, because if you don't, this kid will not make it. He will go to hell. And she said, ya Rasulullah, for that, for what she said, I forgive him. And the mother forgave him. And then he was able to recite the Shahada.
So guys, please watch what you do and say with your parents. Every action, every word has a consequence when it comes to the parents. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There Was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.